Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX 324. Show's going to be pretty well normal from here on out. We have Dave Murray coming up at 3:35, headlines, and then Skip will be in to do the Sweet 16 of the most tear-jerking songs of all time. That should be a fun one. I don't think we've ever done that. 24 years. I'm sure we've done tear-jerker movies several times, but I don't think we've ever done the songs. Speaking of tear-jerkers, Kevin Wheeler is set to throw out the first pitch on May 8th, which is KMOX night at the ballpark. So you can get your tickets. You can get a bobblehead of Ricky and Rooney. And if you get VIP tickets, then you can get to a meet and greet with those guys. But it's sketchy. It's sketchy. Wheeler was in our office earlier today. Yeah. And
we were going over this.
Yeah, we're talking about how he's going to throw the ball.
Different ways I could do it.
Told him how I threw the ball, and I threw it way too hard like a douche. And I said, oh, you should throw it like a fast pitch softball.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, I do it like this. And he did it. And I don't know if you, we didn't mention it to each other, but it like, I heard a crack. And I thought, how the hell can he break the sound barrier like a whip with his arm, but you hit your phone?
Dude, I smacked my thumb on the phone.
And now you're all bruised
hard.
Up.
Yeah, it's jacked up. No, it's not that bad. Andrew? It does hurt, though. I'm not going to lie. It's a little,
can
like,
you
it's
step
purpley.
In if needed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You, you can pinch hit? I can throw both hands, though.
Oh, you
though,
need so for throwing.
Throw
oh, boy. Of course
I thought you
can.
I thought you meant for checking his thumb. I was like, yeah, I'll look at his thumb.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, can you check in and check his thumb?
So I was like, sure, man.
Could you throw out the first pitch?
No.
No.
I don't have I was not an athlete growing up.
Right.
So I don't have the form. I don't have a great throwing arm. So it's like, I just feel like I never learned like accuracy with like throwing.
What if instead of throwing out the first pitch, you just rode the bike across the field? Oh, that's right.
Well, I also probably couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Like how you said,
he didn't learn to ride a bike.
I remember that.
It is funny how you said the bike as if that's like the important part of Well, I'm riding the first bike.
The Busch Stadium bike.
Be great.
That we all know and love.
Speaking of Andrew, this is so weird that this happened. This is very simulation kind of thing. I think I'm a nice guy, but I'm not like a tree hugger. But this morning when I got up to make my coffee, there was a moth in my sink.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's no one there to impress or anything, but I thought rather than smash this moth or like just run it down the sink, I'm going to take it outside. So I did. I took it outside and I flipped it and it flew away. And I'm like, oh, you're such a nice guy. And then like 4 or 5 hours later, we're in here. We're in your office. And Andrew, as you said, moves faster than I've ever seen him move.
Dude, he was lightning fast.
So that he could try to kill a moth.
Yeah.
For all I know, it was the same moth.
Did it follow you to work?
It could have. It's
like, this is
dad,
my friend.
Dad.
Yeah, he wanted to stomp on the moth. The moth was just kind of chilling on the carpet.
Yeah.
And he
was sad.
He stepped on it enough that the moth could no longer fly, but it could crawl.
It was walking straight, yeah.
Yeah, and it crawled towards him. It's like, okay, mofo, let's
go. Fight.
Let's do this.
You want this?
There's an important, see, everything moves in cycles, right? There's an important concept, I believe, in of karmic balance, right?
Uh-huh.
You saved that moth this morning, therefore.
You kept the universe in balance.
Someone is owed a soul, is all I'm saying. And I was trying to settle that debt.
It's pretty weird, though, right? Two moth incidents in the same day.
Mm-hmm.
It is pretty wild.
And two wildly different reactions.
Very, very different reactions.
Like, I do that with most bugs. If I catch them in my house, I try to just throw them
Take
outside.
Them out.
But mostly because I'm a big believer in everything serves a purpose.
Yeah.
Even if that thing is just food for a bird that's going to be in my backyard.
Yeah.
It's got a purpose. It's going out there.
The circle of life.
The same thing as I was walking out, there was a spider that was crawling on the door jamb, and I just let him stay. Because he wasn't like one of those scary spiders. He's one of those that move in fast motion.
Yeah.
You know the kind? Like, yeah, the black and white one. It's like, now I'm over here. Now I'm over here.
And they jump a little bit. The best.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 334. Dave Murray joins us. Hey, Dave.
Hello there.
Little steamy, little muggy.
Yeah, a little bit. It's certainly not like July, but it's an indication that it's kind of a summer feel, at least early summer feel. The next couple of days are going to be a bit on the unsettled side, but the severe weather looks like it's going to continue to stay out to the west in that Texas through Kansas up into Iowa zone. Things are kind of stuck in the atmosphere, but we will see a couple of showers and thunderstorms from time to time. But I want to stress there's going to be a lot of dry time. 85 again tomorrow, a little cooler on Friday, 75, and about 79 for high temperatures over the weekend. Over the weekend, first weekend of May, probably nothing more than a couple of spot thunderstorms. So again, a lot of dry time around. We just pay attention to the sky, but I do not see much in the way of strong to severe thunderstorms. So that's a good thing.
Okay. Cool. This is apropos, absolutely not of the weather, but you saying the dates. We're going to move Phoebe back from KU on Monday. How crazy is that, that college is over?
I know.
Yeah.
It's nuts. I mean, she finished up in April.
Any of the problems at KU?
I don't think KU has much in common with Columbia, right? I
mean, really?
Yeah. I mean, I think they're protesting because they moved the Raisin Cane's or something. So.
Her first year of college flew by.
Yeah, I was telling her how proud I am of her because, like, her grades are fine. All good. We're fine. No, we didn't lose any scholarships or anything. That was my big concern. Didn't get kicked out of the sorority. But, like I said, like, college is so much more multidimensional and textured than just your grades. And she figured out how to navigate relationships and friendships. And she said, she's like, oh, my God, I've learned so much more than I ever thought I would. So mission accomplished, right?
Yeah, it's the next level.
It is.
That's part of the debate about whether or not overall the college experience is worth the cost, right?
Right.
If you learn how to live life and you learn how to deal with people and do that, that's part of that cost. Now, I'm not saying it justifies the crazy costs of things now, but it's part of what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's not just what you're doing in the classroom.
Wouldn't you say that there's high school, then there's your freshman year, then there's everything else?
That's probably fair.
Right?
Yeah, because after freshman year, you've got it down for the most part.
Yeah.
If you could go back, which form would you want? High school?
Huh.
Freshman year?
Oh, freshman year.
Yeah, I didn't have a true freshman year because I lived at home and went to SIU. I mean, no complaints, I'm fine. But that's why I insisted my kids go away, because when I went to WashU Law, everyone had gone to some cool school and they were in a dorm and they were in a frat. And I was like, yeah, we had popcorn and ice cream at 8 p.m. every night with Jack and Francis. It got pretty crazy. We'd watch Carol Burnett, stay up late on Saturday.
I think I needed it. I needed to go away. I mean, I was, because it was nothing wrong. I mean, I was happy.
I would have really benefited from
it. Yeah, I was happy. Like, I had a great childhood and high school experience, and I loved my high school. But it was all very structured, and everything is done for you. Like, everything is laid out for you.
Yeah.
And you don't have to figure anything out. You just show up. You just do this. You do this.
Yeah.
And getting away, because if I'm in my house, my parents do that. Like, my dad was very much about planning all that. So when I was on my own, I had to figure stuff out. I needed that.
Dave, is the dog rapping?
Yes. Janice is working upstairs.
There used to be a ghost in the home.
Oh, yeah. It sounded like the dog was like, ooh, do, ooh, do, do, do.
We're retired. I'm working and she's working.
I love it. Headlines, Rach.
Brought to you by Schnucks. Get your groceries delivered or use curbside pickup when you use the Schnucks Rewards app. Did you guys see that the United Methodist Church has repealed their ban on LGBTQ clergy? It's a longstanding ban. The vote passed by an overwhelming 692-51 margin during their general conference. Clergy will also no longer be banned from performing same-sex marriage ceremonies.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a huge move.
Are they, as far as you guys know, the first major, what would the word be, denomination to do that? I mean, there's like Unitarian and things like that that are sort of defined by their liberalism, but the Methodists have fought this one for a really long time.
They have over 5.4 million members.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know.
It's a major denomination.
Another major denomination has repealed the ban, but this is huge news.
Wouldn't you love to be able to peek 20 years in the future just to see things like this? Like, what's the state of religion? What's the state of, you know, the LGBT community within it?
Who adapts?
What state would I be in? 20 years?
Oh,
that'd be 90. Okay. It'd be 90.
You'll be fine. You'll just be Dave still.
I thought you meant in reference to the LGBT.
Yeah, I know. We're like, wait a minute.
Well, you never know. 20 years.
You're supportive of the gay community. It's a long time.
Yeah. Anything can happen in 20 years.
Crews are attempting to rescue 500 baby sea turtles in South Africa. This aquarium is caring for 400 of these injured turtles. They are loggerheads, an endangered species. They're sending the rest of the turtles to other facilities, and researchers say that many of the little turtles have ingested tiny pieces of plastic while swimming in the ocean.
Sucks.
Yeah, very sad.
There was nothing I wanted more in my life when I was a little kid than a tiny little baby turtle.
Oh, yeah.
Because we would go to this place called McCrory's, which was at Eastgate, and it was like a five and dime where you could, God, I sound a million years old, but you could like sit at the soda counter and get a sundae and stuff. And then they had toys and they had the pet, you know, area, which is mostly birds and fish and such. But they had those tiny turtles, and I swear my mom and dad feared them more than Nazis. Like, they had every disease possible. Don't ever touch one. Don't look it in the eye. Don't ever give it a loan. Don't co-sign for a car.
I have just a little PSA out there for the parents out there who are maybe looking for something to watch with their kids and you're tired of watching, like, Encanto for the millionth time. There's a movie called A Turtle's Tale that is so cute, and it's just like a baby turtle and it follows its life. And I've watched that a lot with my nieces. It's free on YouTube. So check it out.
I miss that. I started to say, I no longer watch kids' programs over and over again.
Finally kicks the habit.
Just let me clear this up.
Yeah.
Wait till you have grandkids.
Exactly.
You'll be right back there again.
I mean, I've watched Toy Story hundreds of times. I've watched Ratatouille hundreds of times. And there's something so familiar and cozy about that.
Yeah.
You know, I have a four-year-old grandson, as you guys know. Mm-hmm. Favorite movie when he comes out to visit. Do you want to take a stab at his favorite movie?
Godfather 2.
Cars.
I'm going to say Frozen because the kids love Frozen.
Caddyshack.
Oh, my
gosh.
That's
crazy.
Let's go.
What a great kid.
Yeah, and you know why? Because I've been teaching him how to play golf, and which, you know, is not easy for a four-year-old, but it's address the ball, be the ball.
I love it.
And that's how he's learning how to hit a golf ball.
That's awesome.
How old is he again?
Four.
He's four.
Ah, so you can teach him, let's say, Noonan. Noonan. Maybe I should have said two.
hey, what a fresca.
Cinderella story.
Brittany Griner is giving her first interview since she was detained in Moscow. It's airing tonight at 9 p.m. Central Time on ABC. She'll be talking to Robin Roberts about her experience and the, quote, mistake that led to her arrest. She's calling it a mental lapse that caused her to bring two cannabis vape cartridges to Russia, where she was arrested on drug charges.
I believe that. I can accept that.
Of course it is, yeah.
I don't think she deserved what she got. I think that had she been going through the airport in Denver and she would have gotten a ticket, get her a talking to, okay. Did you guys see the story about the three American men who are facing a minimum of a 12-year sentence for bringing ammunition into Turks and Caicos?
I did.
Yeah. Oh,
yep.
One of them brought two rounds. The other one brought two shotgun shells. The guy with the bullets was a concealed carry guy, and he just missed it. The other guy had been on a hunting trip. He just missed it. And in 2022, they changed their laws. So if you bring in one bullet of any kind, of any caliber, it's a minimum 12-year sentence. And these are like normies. These are guys with, you know, families and kids, and they may not be back for 12 years.
That's insane. Like, one, like, all right, if you're bringing in like a case, that's one thing. Two rounds and you're going to go to prison is insane.
It also just shows like how fortunate we are here in the United States and how not crazy most of our punishments are. You know, I mean, there are people who are in prison right now for drug charges that should probably be related. You know, it's a little egregious what's going on. But in general, if you make a mistake like that, it's not going to be the end for you.
Yeah. So is that one of the situations where like the U.S. embassy can step in?
I mean, they can. But so far, Turks and Caicos are saying like, hey, man, the law is the law. But good buddy.
Like, if you ever want anything from us ever again, you can drop this.
Right. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
I have good friends who are divers and they go there all the time. You couldn't pay me to go there. I couldn't go over my carry-on luggage enough times to make sure. And I'm 100% sure there are no bullets in my carry-on luggage.
Right.
But 12-year minimum, I'm not taking that chance.
And it's, like, you have to be able to examine, like, okay, these are not arms dealers. These are tourists. They're on vacation, and there was a mistake made. Take the bullets, give them a fine or whatever, and tell them, ban them from the country or whatever.
RFK could hurt Trump. A new NBC News poll claims that the third-party vote, and especially independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is actually cutting deeper into former President Donald Trump's support than President Joe Biden.
This is like whether coffee is good for you or bad for you, or chocolate or red wine. Like, every week they switch it back and forth.
Right. Yeah, you know? Just a couple of weeks ago, it was always going to really hurt Biden.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that Florida has banned lab-grown meats?
Alabama's already done it, too.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is banning the sale of lab-grown meat in the Sunshine State. It bans the manufacture or sale of cultivated meat. I mean, why do you care if other people want to eat lab-grown meat?
Because he's afraid someone's going to call him lab-grown meatball Ron.
He said he's fighting back against the global elite's plan to force the world to eat meat grown in a petri dish.
Dude, shut up.
First of all, when somebody actually forces it, then do something about it. You're
right.
A governor,
when
right?
When the last cow is gone.
Right. Mm-hmm. But like, and by the way, if you want to make a law that says you cannot force people to
I thought Republicans and conservatives were all about liberty and freedom.
Free market.
So, except if it's something I don't want you to do, then you can't do it. I'm going to keep you from doing
right.
it. Right. Free market.
Woke.
Yeah, they're right. That right there is the definition of woke behavior. That is the definition of it. You're taking a thing and saying, I don't like it, so nobody else can do it.
Spirit was just named the safest airline, according to a new survey from Wallet Hub. I swear... It ranks in the top two categories, most affordable airline, which I don't think surprises anyone, and safest airline. Most Jeez. Reliable went to Delta, most comfortable went to Delta and JetBlue, and best airline overall went to Alaska Airlines.
Hmm.
Did Southwest get kicked off because of all the doors falling off of flights?
I'm not sure. They didn't appear in the survey that I looked at. My final story here, Google Phone is adding audio emojis. So remember phone calls? They're kind of bringing this back in audio emoji form. Six emojis will be available at launch. Clapping, laughing, party, crying, drums, and you guessed it, the poop emoji will have an audio option to send as well.
That's going to be so funny for about 3 days.
Yeah.
And then you're just going to be so annoying.
Right. So, but like this is during phone calls? Or is it like a text message?
I think it's a text where you can
send. So you can do that on an Apple phone now. You just record it yourself. Like you can record a voice memo and send it.
This is going to be like prefab.
I got you.
Audio emojis for people. So
taking out the art.
Thanks, Dave.
All right.
351 DGS. So Wheeler and Andrew have this ongoing debate about gambling in sports. And now you can bet on arcade games at Dave and Buster's. Someone explain this to me. Like you're watching a little kid trying to get the stuffed dolphin out of the crane machine, and
that's the very funny like image that it conjures, which is very funny. But I think it's more like you and I are at Dave and Buster's, Dave, and you say, "I bet you $10, I beat you at skee ball."
Okay.
Or I bet you $10, I beat you at Papa Shot.
Can't you do that already?
Yeah.
Now it's sanctioned.
they're doing it through the Dave and Buster's app.
Like, yeah. I think you can just do it when anybody's playing. You can always do your own. Like, you could see some rando, he's really good at skee ball, and I'm like, I'm going to bet that he gets to 500.
So you can just bet on, like, other
now,
people
you
see.
Do you bet money, or do you bet, like, Dave and Buster's tickets?
I thought it was money. I thought it was, like, cash.
Hmm.
Like, because in the...
It's a $5 wager.
Yeah, so in the promotions I saw, it was like they used the dollar signs and everything, which
Jeez.
I just think when you monetize every single part of our lives and turn it into a game, I just think there's only a couple logical conclusions and they're all bad. Like it doesn't end up with everybody getting rich. It doesn't end up with everybody like, not developing habits on things like gambling.
Dave, I think you hit this though. Like people are doing that anyway with each other. Like you're like, I'll bet you $5 I beat you this one or whatever. Like they're just getting their cut of it by doing it this way somehow, whether it's they're selling ad revenue on the app that you're using to do it and that's how they're making that, or they're getting a piece. I don't know how they're doing it, but
so you don't think having gambling, if you're somebody who's already like sort of preternaturally leaning towards something like an addictive personality or a habit-forming personality or a gambling issue. You don't think having every time you walk into anywhere, having gambling shoved in your face as loud and brightly as possible, and everywhere, every time you open the app for Dave and Buster's, there's an ad about you need to be gambling on your friends playing Papa Shot. And every time you sit down, the waitress comes over and brings you your hot wings and then says, don't forget, you can gamble on how hot these hot wings are.
I have no more problem than that with them, with Dave and Buster selling booze, with people who have those same issues with alcohol, or people that have the same issues with food, or people that have the issues with smoking. I mean, it is what it, I mean, these things exist, and we can't just say nobody can do these things or see these things because others might have a problem with it.
I'm wondering what your take is on this, Andrew, because Dave & Buster's is working with a company called Lucra, which it's like a gamifying software company. So that's how they're doing it, is through the app. Lucra also is setting up bets for like pickleball players and tennis players. You can basically download an app, and then if you want to go out to, you know, Tower Grove Park or whatever and play tennis against a stranger, you can say, hey, we can bet $5 if we both have this app. I mean, is that something you view as like super dangerous too?
I think that's not a good idea. I just do.
Is it different than just betting a $5 bill?
Yeah, I think so. I think so because now there's the stigma's removed, right? It's no longer like, hey, I got a weird idea. How about I bet you $5 to the stranger? Now it's trying to normalize it, right? It's saying, we all need to get on board with this because the new thing is that we have to gamble on
Although,
it.
I doubt that if you have a gambling problem, a real one, that you're hanging out at Dave and Buster's trying to pick up $5 or $10 on skee ball.
Correct.
My concern would be more that I know Dave and Buster's is billed as a place for adults, but I mean, it's mostly when I'm there, kids. That would be my only concern, is if you indoctrinate kids into gambling that early.
That's a better way of putting it than I think I did. I'm not worried about aggravating someone's gambling problem. I'm worried about developing gambling problems. I think we're going to see many, many more gambling problems than we had in the past, because now people who wouldn't normally gamble now go, I'll take the action.
Does that same thing hold true for booze?
Yep.
What
so you think that there are more alcoholics because kids see booze every day of their lives on TV with their parents, when they're at parties, when they're at Dave and Buster's?
I think alcohol abuse is a giant, giant issue in this country.
But I don't think it's because people are exposed to seeing other people doing it when they're 8 years old.
You don't think the glamour, the thing that has worked in alcohol advertising for many, many years, where people are shown drinking and, drinking with their hot friends and having a wonderful time, you don't think showing that to kids is is showing them like, hey,
Andrew,
want that lifestyle.
We found out by making it go away that it didn't change people's drinking habits. Prohibition didn't work. So are we suggesting that anything that could be reasonably addictive should never be allowed to be a business?
What I'm saying is that I'm not, and first of all, I'm not saying that we should ban it. I'm not saying it should go away forever. What I'm saying is I personally think it's very, very dangerous to glamor the insistence that we have in this country in advertising on glamorizing dangerous things. I think that is very dangerous.